Now, more universal foolishness.
Think Tank assignment number 36.
Today at the bait camp, our salty scholars unfigured out the difference in Roe versus Wade. It's not that hard. When you're wanting to school with the wild tuna, some guys just like to get right on in the boat. Now, other guys just like to wade around in it for hours, sometimes all the way up to their neck. That's about the size of it. You either get in the damn boat or stand in the water. You pick, row or wade. But with all the chin boogie going on, you'd think this was some big complicated deal or something. But it's not. Hell, making mud pies is more complicated than this. But remember, you can't make mud pies on the moon. That's right. Their little mud pie bodies can't survive in that environment because there's not enough oxygen for them to exist, which does remind you of how dog poo and politics really do go together. Here's the thing. You have one tribe that always picks up the poo right after Bingo logs off. Then along comes the other tribe, enjoying their pumpkin spice and avocado toast. But they're not picking up after Bingo. Nobody's looking. So I'll just leave it right there in the grass, walk off, and blame you for it. Now that's the new America right there. So if you ever see Cupcake Nation in action, you'll know what to do. Remind little Podna that we control the horizontal. We control the vertical. Stop me before I'm held in contempt. Now, let's ask Oppo, the research-loving clown, how to identify the Poos on You tribe. First, check them for methadone hand sanitizer. That secretly kills the pain from the tight pants. Look for pronouns pinned to their shirt. Ask them if the potato goes in the front or the back.
Round the back.
Then see if they'll do some role play with you, like, hey, let's pretend you just won the big false teeth hunt downtown. Anyway,
now hold on, ladies. There's enough Otis to go around.
But join us again next week for all the pageantry of Galveston's only bait camp think tank. This is your Uncle Otis, and I'll see you at the Peace March.
Queer, I know.
It's Uncle Otis.
That was pretty cool.
At large.